self as a sacred object. A different approach to the nature of self and social roles is taken by Goffman. We have already seen, Chapter 6, that Goffman follows the Durkheimian theoretical tradition, applying Durkheim's analysis of religious rituals to the interaction rituals of everyday life. The self, then, is another aspect of these rituals. For Goffman, the self is not so much a private individual attribute as a public reality, created by and having its primary existence in public interaction. Goffman, 1967, page 47, leads off this analysis by referring to Durkheim's theory of the soul. In Durkheim's sociology of religion, we may recall, God represents society. Most religions have a conception of the soul, a sacred part of the individual, which is related to the god or gods, the totemic animals or spirits, however the religious sphere is conceived in that society. The individual soul is regarded as kin to the gods or totems, or is created by them, and is spiritual or immortal, and goes to join them after death. According to Durkheim, this represents the fact.